Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon is Over, written by Phil Rapp. The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson wrestles the bedclothes in sympathetic agony as poor husband John, victim of a rare type of insomnia which manifests itself in alternate periods of coma and narcolepsy, reaches the crisis during an acute stage of the ailment. Listen.
Sauce causes.
Oh, dear, now he's scaring himself to death. John, John, are you in pain?
Are you in pain, Blanche?
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter, Blanche?
Stop repeating everything I say like a parrot. Why do you repeat everything? Why do you repeat everything?
You just said that.
I know I did.
Why do you repeat everything? Keep repeating everything like a parrot.
Very funny. I'll bet you're a riot with those broken-down friends of yours. I never want them in this house again.
None of my friends have ever been in this house.
Why not? Are you ashamed of me?
I'm not ashamed of you.
Then why don't you invite them here? Because they're a bunch of bums.
They're not bums.
When we got married, I gave up all my girlfriends. Why don't you do it?
Okay, I'll give up all your girlfriends.
I wish we could meet some nice people. You should belong to a lodge or something. Why don't you join the Elks, John?
I'll join next week.
You say it, but you won't do it. Why don't you join now?
What?
Go on, get up and join the Elks.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It must be 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's only 2:30.
Oh, why don't you let me sleep? You know I have to get up early.
I won't let you sleep. Because if you sleep, you'll snore. Then you'll wake me and I'll wake you and we'll argue and I won't get any sleep.
I promise I won't snore.
You always snore. Week in, week out. On Monday you snore. Tuesday you snore. Wednesday you snore. Thursday you snore. Friday you snore. Saturday you snore. So what do you do tonight? What's the use? He's having that dream again. John, John. You said you wouldn't snore.
Yes, dear.
Turn over on your side.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. What'd you say, Blanche?
I didn't say anything. That was an automobile backfiring.
Oh.
John. Close the window. It's cold outside.
If I close the window, will it be warmer outside?
Oh, get up and close it. I'm freezing to death.
Put a pan under it. I'll have the plumber in the morning.
John, I have indigestion. I've never been so sick in all my life.
All right, Blanche. I'm awake. Now, what's the matter with you?
I don't feel good, John. Call the doctor.
You don't need the doctor. I'll handle it. Where does it hurt you?
Right here, in the pit of my stomach. It's a shooting pain, and it comes about every 5 minutes.
How long does it last?
At least a quarter of an hour.
How can it last a quarter of an hour if it comes every 5 minutes?
Now, don't yell at me. I'm sick. If I say the pain lasts a quarter of an hour, then it lasts a quarter of an hour.
Okay.
I think it's that dinner we ate at the Goose Piece. The fish disagreed with me.
It wouldn't dare.
I never want to eat there again. Every mouthful was poison. And the portions were so small.
Why, you ate like you were condemned.
Well, you have to be polite when you go to dinner. I wish we hadn't eaten anything. I'm suffering, so call the doctor.
Oh, now, don't get hysterical. It's just indigestion. I know how to treat it. I'll pitch you some hot ginger ale and oatmeal.
Hot ginger ale?
Make a new man of you.
John Bickerson, I don't want any of your insane remedies. You treat me for indigestion and I'll probably die of liver trouble.
Listen, if I treat you for indigestion, you'll die of indigestion. Now, do you want me to help you or not?
Not if you're going to yell at me like that. You wouldn't yell at Gloria Gooseby if she got sick.
Now, don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
I saw you two at the dinner table playing footsies.
Footsies.
You were so flushed. flustered when she smirked at you, couldn't eat.
I was not flustered.
Then why did you put gravy on your ice cream?
I always put gravy on my ice cream. I love gravy on anything, and you know it.
A likely story.
Ugh.
And the gown that woman was wearing. She ought to be arrested. I think she purposely swallowed that fishbone so you could stroke her back.
I didn't stroke her back. I patted it. And I'd have done that if she hadn't swallowed the fishbone. I mean, she hadn't been wearing that gown.
I don't know how Leo stands for it. He's such a wonderful man, and Gloria's always playing sick around him just to get sympathy. A lot you care what happens to me. Every time Gloria gets a headache, Leo hugs and kisses her and fawns over. Why don't you do that?
I'm never there when she has a headache.
I mean, why don't you fuss over me?
Now, listen, Blanche. You're not sick, and you know it.
Well, I'm depressed. You're going out of town tomorrow, and I'll be so lonesome I'll die.
I'm only going overnight. I'll be back on Tuesday.
If you cared for me, you wouldn't leave me.
I'm not leaving you. I have to go on business, and I won't be gone over 24 hours.
Suppose a burglar breaks in the house and finds me.
It'll serve him right. Now let me sleep, please, Blanche. I have to make an early train.
We've never been separated before. I'm afraid absence will conquer your love.
Oh, no. The longer I'm away from you, the better I'll like you.
I don't like the way that sounded.
Well, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do?
Say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's the most stupid saying in the world.
What?
Look at what happened to Mel Shaw. He left his wife alone for 2 weeks, and now he's the unhappiest man alive. And you know why?
She was still there when he came home.
She was not. Louise got lonesome, and she ran off with the upholsterer. When Mel came home and found out what happened, he went right out and got so drunk, they had to take him to a sanitarium.
Well, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
Why?
A man should wait at least a week before celebrating. Good night.
Don't be so smart. You might come home and find things changed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Stay away from home for a month. Stay away for a year. See if I care.
I'm only going for one day.
Run all over the country. Go to Europe. Never let me know where you are. Just keep me sitting here wondering whether you're alive or dead.
Blanche.
Why don't you write to me, John?
Now listen to me, Blanche. You have only one object in mind, and that is to keep me awake.
I just want you to tell me you love me.
I love you. Now are you satisfied?
How much do you love me?
How much do you need?
$45. I saw the most stunning hat, John. If I get it, I'm sure I won't feel so depressed.
$45 for a hat? That's a fine cure for depression. That'll start one.
Women need those things to cheer them up. Look at Clara, my oldest sister. Every time she's in the dumps, she buys a dress.
I figured that's where she bought her clothes. I'm not giving you $45 for any hat, and that's final. Now let me sleep.
Oh, I hate you. How my mother begged me not to marry you. She pleaded with me not to marry you.
Your mother told you not to marry me?
Yes, she did.
Dear heaven, how I've misjudged that woman.
Oh, you'll be sorry for this, John Bickerson. You just wait and see. Oh,
please, Blanche, I'm so tired and I have to make a 7 o'clock train. That means I have to get up before 6.
Why do you need so much time?
Well, I have to pack my suitcase, don't I?
You haven't got a suitcase.
Oh, I have too. I bought a brand new one yesterday. It's in the closet.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I put it there last night.
I took it out this morning.
What?
Amos borrowed it.
Oh, Blanche, he didn't. You didn't let that weasel take my brand new suitcase. I've never even used it.
Don't scream so. You can carry your stuff in a paper bag.
Paper bag? My suits will get all wrinkled.
No, they won't. Amos borrowed them, too.
Now, look, Blanche.
I see no reason for you to carry on like this,
John. Blanche.
Amos is going on a sailing trip with some very important businessmen, and he won't hurt your silly old suitcase.
Blanche.
He has to have something to bring the fish home in.
He's going to carry fish in my suitcase, and I have to put my clothes in a gunny sack.
Well, stay home, then.
I can't stay home.
If you leave me here alone in this horrid house tomorrow night,
I'll... All right. I'll call Amos. I'll have him come over and stay here till I get back. Put the lights on. Honest, Blanche, if I don't go on this trip tomorrow, I'm liable to lose my job.
Hello?
Amos, this is John.
Hi, Jocko. What's new?
Say, I want to ask a little favor, Amos. I have to go out of town tomorrow, and Blanche is afraid to stay here alone. Could you come over and spend the night?
What's in it for me?
What a shizzler.
Is it worth a double sawbuck, Jocko?
Okay, $20.
And all the bourbon I can drink?
All the bourbon you can drink.
And can I bring a couple of friends over?
Bring some friends.
Take a note. You won't back out, Jocko.
I give you my word of honor.
Okay, I'll be over tomorrow.
Wait, Amos, when you come over, you might bring my new suitcase with you.
I might bring it, but I won't. Because I already hocked it. Good night, Jacko.
Ooh, how I hate that man. See what you make me go through just because you pretend you're scared to be alone?
I'm not going to be alone.
What?
Mother's coming over to stay for the rest of the year. Good night, John.
No.
This is Don Amici wishing you good days, good nights, and good luck until we meet again.